Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Duncan, it's the Official Coffee, the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to everyone out there. Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday. That's today. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week, Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Check out all the details, 937thefan.com. We welcome in Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, on our hotline right now, and that is presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Hello, Ray. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Great. Not as good as Terry McLaurin, huh? The receiver from Washington. He's making some money. 23.7. It's going to be 23.7 per year. That said, the market continues to shift. Is this a case of... And it always relates to Deontay Johnson. Is it a case of the Steelers never wanting Deontay Johnson at, like, between 18 or 20? Is it a case of maybe Deontay Johnson now being too expensive? Where is it? Like, what has been the process from the very beginning, and now where is it?
Yeah, I mean, once free agency hit in March, I think the Deontay Johnson signing with the Steelers ship kind of sailed, because – once Christian Kirk got that outrageous contract, you kind of knew what was going to happen from there. And it's kind of exploded. I mean, you know, I was thinking about this last night after I heard the news. I understand why Jacksonville did that contract with Kirk. Like, they kind of have to prove that they're interested in winning. And, you know, that's their way of doing it, by spending money. But, like, Washington doesn't have a quarterback. They got Carson Wentz. They are not close to winning. I'm just wondering, like, why would they throw that kind of money at McLaurin when they're going to be this middling team in the NFC? So I don't know. I mean, I get it. You know, the market is what it is. But, you know, for the Steelers, you know, for an organization that drafts and develops receivers the way they do, there's no way that they're going to sign Deontay Johnson now for that kind of money. And there's no way Deontay Johnson is going to settle for 18 or 20 million a year now. I mean, if you look at McLaurin's stats and Johnson's stats, they're pretty similar. I even think Deontay has better touchdown production. So right now, I mean, the market for Deontay is 23, 24, 25 million a year.
Well, and it's interesting, Ray, you mentioned, you know, what's driving this explosion in the wide receiver market. We talked about that a little bit earlier. You know, you look at the alignment between the guys who've gotten new deals this offseason and their situation at quarterback. They're either trying to justify that they've got a wide receiver one for their elite QB, like in Buffalo or maybe in LA, or they're trying to justify that they've got a wide receiver one to lift the level of the quarterback that they've got, like Adams in Vegas, Hill in Miami, Brown in Tennessee. So do the Steelers then, by that logic, need to ensure that they have a wide receiver one going forward? And who the hell is it going to be if it's not Deontay Johnson?
I think they're going to figure that out after the 2022 season. I think, obviously, Deontay Johnson is that guy for this season. They got some in-house candidates, you know, Chase Claypool. I wouldn't, based on what happened last year, I wouldn't necessarily put my money on him stepping up to that role. But, you know, receivers can develop pretty quickly. So maybe George Pickens could be that guy down the road, or maybe they just piece it together and they just have a solid core without a true number one for, you know, for a spell here. I will say this about the way the Steelers are set up. With their defense, their high-priced, expensive defense, you draft a first-round running back last year. You draft a really good tight end in the second round who I think is going to be really good. You know, they're not necessarily a team right now with a young rookie quarterback or a guy like Mr. Trubisky. They're not a team that's going to have to go out to or really want to throw it around 50 or 55 times a game. I think this is going to be a team where the sweet spot is, you know, you run the ball 50-50 balance. Maybe you're throwing it 32, 35 times a game, and you try to win that way. So, yeah, every team wants a number one receiver, but the way the Steelers are built right now, the way things are going, I don't necessarily think that it's going to be a big detriment if they don't have that guy for a year or two.
Ross Tucker was on with us last week, Ray, and he does not think, to use his words, that Najee Harris is a guy. Doesn't think he's got the goods to be a top five running back in the NFL. What do you think?
I'm a little bit surprised by that. I mean, Najee had a really good rookie season, and he did it behind an offensive line that, you know, let's face it, wasn't very good at all. So I think if you put him behind even a competent offensive line, he's not getting hit 2 yards into the backfield for half the game on half his carries, I think you see his numbers go way, way up. Now, it is true that he's never going to be a guy who's going to, you know, bust out those 75-yard runs. I mean, Kevin Colbert said this when he was drafted. He's great at turning that 3-yard run into a 7 or 8-yard run. So he's not that home run hitting type of a back. But I think, you know, I hate to use this as a comp because the guy's in the Hall of Fame, but if he turns out to be anything like Emmitt Smith, I mean, who's complaining about that, right? I mean, Emmitt Smith wasn't a guy who was going to hit a lot of home runs, but he got your first downs, did what he had to do, stayed on the field all the time, could do pass pro, could catch the ball. So if he turns out to be a back like that, and I know some people, you know, don't value Emmitt Smith as much as they do some of the other guys who are in the Hall of Fame, but if he turns out to be that type of back, I got no issue with that.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I got to stop the conversation right here, Ray. A guy that just played one season, you're already saying that there's a potential that he could be an Emmitt Smith-type back, or did I misread what you're saying?
No, I'm saying he's that type of a back where he's not going to run for a 75-yard touchdown. Mm-hmm. He's going to turn out first downs for you. I'm not saying he's Emmitt Smith. I'm saying he's that type of a back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what do you think? Let's just take his first contract. What do you think Najee Harris will be? Do you think he'll be one of the top five running backs in the league? Do you think he'll be one of the top 10 running backs? Do you think he'll just be a very good fit for the Steelers? Do you think he could be the best running back in the game? Take all the other accounts out of it and just tell me, when Ray Fittipaldo's sitting down with his buddies having a beer, what Ray Fittipaldo says.
Now, if you put Najee Harris behind a good offensive line, let's say you put him behind Cleveland's offensive line, there's no reason that Najee Harris couldn't be Nick Chubb. I mean, I think he's every bit as good as that guy. Now, when you look at it the way the Steelers' offensive line is right now, I don't know, does James Daniels, you know, turn into a really good player? Does Mason Cole turn things around for this O-line? It depends on how this line develops, not only this year, but as they continue to add pieces and build this offense. So talent-wise, yeah, I definitely think he's a top 10 guy. I don't know if he's going to be a top 5 guy. But yeah, top 10 in the league, talent-wise, put him behind a good line, absolutely.
Ray, let me circle back around to Deontay Johnson for just a moment. Simply, are they prepared to franchise tag him at the end of this year if they don't see the kind of development they need to from Claypool, Pickens, or Austin?
You know, I meant to look this up this morning, and I didn't. I think the franchise tag is the top 10 salaries averaged out, I believe. And I know it's different for the transition tag and mm-hmm. all the different types of tags, but you would still be looking, I think, at over $20 million a year. So they would have a decision to make. You know, if they really, really wanted to keep him for another year and they thought they were close to winning a Super Bowl and they couldn't live without Deontay Johnson, then maybe they would do that. But I don't know if I see the Steelers being in that type of position and valuing him that much that they would do it. I think the more likely scenario, Chris, is they let it play out. He hits free agency. You know, they'll get a nice little comp pick for him. And then they'll move on with Claypool and Pickens and Austin and Freiermuth and probably another second-round receiver coming in the 2023 draft. So if I had to bet right now, I think that would be the scenario that happens for me. Yeah, the tag is out there. It's a possibility, but I don't necessarily see that as a strong possibility right now.
Brad Spielberger was on with us yesterday, Ray, and he said that he thinks that Larry Ogunjobi is a big-time move for the Steelers, and he thinks he could make a serious impact. Would you go that far?
I think he can be really good, provided he stays healthy. I really liked his game when he was with the Browns. Let's say he was overshadowed, but I think he complemented that defensive front very well. And then you see what he did with the Bengals. I know that was a really special season for the Bengals where all the pieces kind of fit. You know, they added through free agency. He was one of those guys, and it was kind of their time. You know, it was their time to win, and everything kind of fit together. So if he can find that kind of a fit within the Steelers defense, and when you look who he's playing with, why not? You know, you're playing next to a vet like Alulu. You know Cam Hayward's going to ball out if he's healthy. T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith. I mean, he's got a chance to step in here and not have to be the guy. He could just play his game. And, yeah, I could easily see him matching 7 sacks, what he did last year, given who the guys he's playing with. And I think he gets a little bit of a bad reputation, like he's not a great player against the run. He's not big, so he's not going to be that type of a player. But I think he's an average or above average run defender too. So I don't think that's going to be a huge issue either.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. All right, now the most important part of our discussion this morning. Ray, did you play baseball last weekend, and do you have a tournament this weekend?
We are off this weekend. Only 2 more left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so then, we did okay. We were in the Cap Classic. We went 4-2, kind of earlier exit than we expected on Sunday. But overall, pretty decent tournament for us.
I heard about this Cap Classic. There were a ton of teams. It's low, like there were games at like Plum and some other places. Where did you play?
Yeah, well, we played all over. We played Trafford, Monroeville. They did stick us. We had a bracket play game.
Oh.
Saturday night at Plum Softball Field. It was 180 feet all around. I mean, over kids were hitting home runs left and right. It was pretty funny.
Who did you lose to, Ray?
We lost to a Pine Richland team.
Oh, that's tough. Goodness, Ray. That shouldn't happen, should it?
No, it shouldn't. I mean, they actually improved a lot. I mean, we can run that team early in the season. We scrimmaged them 2 weeks ago and wasn't really close. But, hey, that's baseball, right? And you get they get the bats going a little bit. We don't, and that's what happens.
Jeez, you sound disappointed, Ray.
Oh, I was crushed over the weekend, but, yeah, I'm all right now.
Buttermaker. And where are you? Not this weekend, but next weekend.
We are in Beaver Falls.
Oh, okay.
June 8th and 9th and 10th.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, well, good luck to you, Ray. Get that uniform pressed, washed, bleached, and everything else. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right,
thanks,
we'll see you. There we go. Ray is not – he was not forthcoming with the information. He is not happy about losing to a community team.
Displeased with the results, to say the least.
No.
You don't wear a jersey with the word the show on the front and take an early exit on Sunday.
Take an L to a community team, too. Like, they got a bunch of ringers, Ray does. They got kids. They got one kid from Arizona. They got another kid from Jacksonville. They got 2 kids from upstate New York. They got a kid from South Fayette.
It's a kid named Luis. We're not sure where he's from.
Cuba, yes. Another kid from Illinois. And then they lose to a Pine Ridgeland community team. Wow.
You play 10 times. They might win 9.
Yeah, that just happened to be that time. New Texas Road, they're in Plum. Beat them.
Tonight's our night.
How about Ray working in the extenuating circumstance of the short field?
Yeah. Everybody was hitting home runs. I mean, come on.
As if the fence moved way back when Pine Richland got up. it was on a roller, and it went way back there.
The wind was only blowing when Pine Richland was up.
As someone just suggested on the text line, maybe Ray should recruit the Pine Richland area better this coming fall.
Perhaps. Ray is going to stop telling us about his baseball team, which I don't want. I want to dangle right on that line of just giving it enough to Ray and him still giving us information to him just finally saying, guys, I'm not talking about it anymore because you jagged me off. But anyway, he loves it. And good. I mean this in all sincerity. We need people like Ray that's out and involved in amateur athletics because he's in it for all the right reasons. He's a great dad and a good dude. So that's why we talked to him about it. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Speaking of visit, you know where you need to go holiday weekend. You need to go get beer. I know where you need to go because this is where I go. Hampton Beer Outlet was just there this past weekend. Let's set some records over this holiday weekend. Let's jam the place because, well, there's no other place to go considering the prices, the friendly atmosphere, how clean it is, all that. And they'll help you with a beer out to your car. About those prices, here you go, Hampton Beer Outlet. Bud Light, Coors Light, 30-pack cans. And that's what you want for your party. But anyway, Bud Light, Coors Light, 30-pack cans, $19.99. You're not going to find a better price anywhere. Keystone Light, 30-pack cans, $14.99. Same with Natural Light and Natural Ice, 30-pack cans, $14.99. But about those 30-pack cans of Bud and Bud Light and Coors Light, $19.99. That's the big haul for your party weekend, for sure. The best variety around, all your favorite from seltzers, people love those seltzers, to imports, to crafts, your local Pittsburgh crafts, all those local Pittsburgh breweries that people love. Hampton Beer Outlet, they got the biggest variety at the best prices, Route 8 in Hampton.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Question, pony athleticism here that has been a topic du jour on their show, our show, a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. Remember, Pony, you know, Pony can bowl 300 game. Pony can kick a bunch of field goals. Pony can run the 40 real fast. Mm-hmm. You saw the video. He looked like he was running with high heels on. So, anyhow, could Pony throw a no-hitter. I'll even go shutout. Let's start with shutout against Ray Fittipaldi's kid's 12-year-old travel baseball team.
No.
He's a better chance of throwing a perfect game in bowling.
You think? Yeah?
That's an independent thing. These kids are good, man. Uh-huh. Ponies does, he would have the downward plane, as Clint Hurdle used to say all the time. He might have a shot.
No.
Nah, he doesn't.
No, the control's not there, I don't think. Those kids would light him up.
I don't think, yeah. The shutout. No, he couldn't.
Nah, no.
He'd give up a run in the first, depending on who was playing behind him.
Could he hit a home run off of any of those kids?
Yes.
You think so?
I do.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't
really?
Think so.
Some of those kids at that level can bring gas.
I think he would just be very, very kind of average.
Didn't Pony play ball?
Basketball. I don't
know.
Yeah.
I'll give him credit. He was a hell of a softball, slow pitch softball pitcher last summer when we played in that game. But
which is the one of the easiest athletic endeavors to do if you have any shred of athleticism, to lob a ball in.
Has zero relatability to the ability to throw a baseball.
Crowley, you got a new hoodie on there, pal.
Oh, isn't it cute?
How do you feel about that? I really like it. Why don't you explain to the listener what it looks like?
Yeah, and if you're watching on 93.7thefan.com, uh-huh. Let me just stand up here for you.
Sure.
It is a tie-dye 93.7 The Fan hoodie.
Yeah. What colors, though, a tie-dye?
This would be, what do you call this, a little lime green?
Lime green, yellowish, pink, and
pink.
Baby blue?
Baby blue in there.
Looks nice.
I think so. My wife really liked it whenever she saw it yesterday. She said, that's pretty hip. You guys are staying young over at The Fan.
I got one, and my daughter wants one. She said, wow, that's really nice.
Yeah, I didn't even let my daughter see mine because I know she'll pilfer it. Uh-huh. It'll disappear real quick.
Yeah, my daughter said that I was wearing one that was too small for me. She's 2.5. She just repeats things she hears.
Right?
She looks at me and she goes, Dad, that's too small.
She said that to you?
She said that to me yesterday.
Wow. Well, how did you take to that? Did you say mind your own business?
I said I've been throwing steel around. It should be small.
Yeah, she said I'm all big. All right, that's that. Oh, did I tell you? You know who keeps – I don't know if this happens to other people. This has now been 4 times. The people who try to sell you the bug control or whatever, they keep knocking on my door. And I keep politely asking them. I say, I have somebody that does that. I don't need your help anymore. And they ride those scooters, the ones that are not scooters. What are those called? Where they just
like a fake moped almost.
It just has wheels and you can
just stand on it?
Yes,
Segway
sort of thing. Yeah. They ride those things all the way up to my front porch. They knock on the door, and this is anywhere between like 8:30 and 9:30. They ring the doorbell, and they say, we're trying to sell these packages for pest control, whatever. And I said to the guy last night, I said, you know, you're the fourth different guy from the company. Can you go into that computer and tell all the other guys that I'm not interested? Well, I don't know if I can do that. I said, well, there's no connectivity where we can alleviate
cross this address off your list.
Yeah, it was a very weird. I said, where are you from? He said, Utah. It felt like a pyramid scheme. It felt very weird.
They probably only need to sell one of those things for every 100 doors they knock on. And I've seen a couple yard signs around the neighborhood where people bought into this.
But it was the fourth person. This happened a couple years ago. Same thing. Fourth person from the same company that's knocked on my door since it's gotten warm. And I just said, and I wasn't mad. I just said, you can't tell the other people that I'm not interested. I need to keep doing this. I was like, I was right in the middle of doing something again. And it's not the worst thing in the world, but we could save everybody time. You know,
I'm not condoning any violence. You do not attack these people by any means. But if someone knocks on my door, they're trying to sell me crap. They are the enemy.
Yeah, they're not about it.
And I'm generalizing. Every single one of these people is my enemy.
These people are exactly what the Ring camera was made for.
It
is. Go ahead. Ring it 17 times. I'm not going near the front door.
Well, but I feel obligated to. I don't like people just standing on my porch. You know, you feel obligated to meet them and say, hey, what's your business here? What do we have? But they've got to have, and he carries this tablet. Like
an iPad.
Like a little iPad job. How is there not a way to tell the other people that are wearing the same shirt and hat and have a Segway like you that house isn't interested? Is there going to be some big campaign that you're going to sway me with your words this time as opposed to the other three? In short order, too. The other one was just like last week.
You know what? You are really good this time. You got me. I need it now.
Yes,
your
coworkers—they suck.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
I saw all kinds of bugs. I need you now. This week, infestation. This week, without you, saved me. It's weird. All right, Steelers receiver. We get into and what's going on with Deshaun Watson, if anything. That's all next here. Fan Morning Show. First, though, here we are. Schultz Ford there for you all the time. Schultz Ford Wexford. Schultz Ford Harmer. Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. Largest selection around. Custom build your own Ford your way. Check out the new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. And speaking about in stock, Ford F-150s, over 90 pre-owned F-150s in stock. Get there, check it out, or shop online. Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South and West Mifflin, and always at SchultzFord.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, update. I need an update. Crowley, update. What happened with Deshaun Watson? It's rolling over. It's turning into a doubleheader. What's here?
That's what I hear. So really, as of yet, nothing has happened with Deshaun Watson.
So we could be done today. We could be done next week.
Could be.
Next week would also be next month.
Could be.
Okay.
Or could we be headed for exactly what Spielberger said yesterday, in that they'll wrap up sometime tomorrow morning, and then bang, the news dump at 4:30 on Friday. Here you are. Here's the verdict. Here's what we see. And then wham. I still can't understand, and I'm trying to wrap my head around, the appeals process. How in any way this can be good for anyone. So why are we doing this first part if this appeals process is going to make the first part essentially null and void?
A whole lot of dog and pony show, it feels like, because ultimately it's going to be up to Roger Goodell anyway, even if you've apparently got this independent arbiter, this circuit judge who's filling that role. Yeah, it's going to end up coming back to Goodell in the end.
Yeah, that's the part, again, I'm trying really hard to grasp. Like, why don't they... Why... Was it that bad? Let's talk through this for a moment here. Was it that bad when Goodell was just the guy in charge of the discipline?
I don't know if it was necessarily that bad. I think the NFL is all about optics. And as long as they believe they're creating the optical illusion of some sort of neutral party being in charge of discipline, then Roger Goodell can feel better about not being the guy that gets blamed for discipline being either inadequate or way too off the charts. And so, but I think very quickly people are seeing through that, right? We're just hashing it out right now. In the last 72 hours, we've seen right through it. So I think that'll come to light on a grander scale. More people will realize what a dog and pony show this whole independent arbiter thing is once we get through the totality of the Watson situation.
I don't think the NFL ever should have gotten involved in any of this. Not just Deshaun Watson, but laying down their moralities and in disciplining people for being the morals police, basically, when we're all about getting entertained. I mean, they're entertainment. If an actor does something uncouth, okay, you don't hire the actor. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But are they going to gross a lot of money in the next movie that they come out with? Do I really care? If Jennifer Aniston has some scandal, do I really care? No, be hot in movies. That's what I need from you. Deshaun Watson, if he's not going to go to prison, to me, he should be allowed to play if the NFL had started off the right way, which is never getting into any of this
but
stuff.
But workplaces, okay, oh, this is a good topic. This is a good discussion then, Crowley. Should workplaces then only discipline people if transgressions rise to illegalities? That's what you're telling me then.
I would leave it up if I were the league to the teams.
But here's where the rub is.
But the teams are never going to suspend.
The teams are never going to suspend players.
And right? So where's the problem then?
This falls back on what is now considered, and this is a good catch-all phrase, conduct detrimental to the league, right? Conduct detrimental to the Shield. And for the longest time, as long as you weren't like actively gambling on your own games or against your own team or involved in something like that, they didn't really consider conduct detrimental to the league because that was the only thing that they cared about was competitive balance. Well, when you're a multi-billion dollar organization who's trying to market to all corners of society, all of a sudden conduct that's detrimental to your image is conduct that's detrimental to the league. And that's where a guy running a dog fighting ring or a domestic abuser or even worse in some cases, all of a sudden, that's conduct detrimental to the league as well.
You're right. They never should have done it with the drugs or anything like that, though, because the problem is they're all about image, image, image. Roger Goodell wanted the image of, oh, I'm this tough SOB. I'm going to crack down. The NFL really hard on this stuff. When really, if you just ignore the drug stuff, there's no image of the NFL of being a bunch of guys who run around doing drugs. Like, they created almost a problem for themselves in their own image by saying, let's go out of our way now to be the arbiter on these kinds of things.
Yeah. They did, but who, what? So you say leave it up to the teams.
The cat's out of the bag now, but
way
back when,
there would be then no standard, so to speak. There would be no, this happened, this guy. It would then be, they would... One team could look at the same transgression. One guy could get no suspensions. One guy could get suspended for 15 games.
Sure.
Now we've got no standard.
Yeah, but it's the same way that some teams hand out big contracts to wide receivers. Some teams don't. I mean, teams are going to deal with their businesses the way that they're going to deal with their businesses. And every fan base is going to have different demographics, right? I mean, people who watch football in the South
so
might have different
league,
moral values than people in the North.
When would the league step in for you? Whenever there would be a competitive balance situation? Whenever it would affect the game itself on the field?
So, like, I have no problem with the wide receiver for Atlanta being suspended a full season for gambling. I don't, because the league, they have to protect the integrity of the sport. But they don't have to be the morality police. I mean, if someone cheats, suspend them because it affects the sport. If someone uses PEDs, that affects the sport. If someone uses cocaine, that doesn't affect the sport. That's the way I look at it. But now the toothpaste is out of the tube.
Conceptually, then what if they got charged with a crime and also found guilty of a crime?
If there's legitimate charges pending, to me it's a little bit different than accusations with no legitimate charges. That's different to me. And you can say it's a gray area, and it is. But we're already operating in gray areas anyway.
Then it comes down to this. Is the NFL essentially 30 different workplaces, or is it one workplace?
I consider it one with 30 different franchises. It's like 30 different McDonald's owned by the same guy.
That's kind of that's where the difference is, Adam, I think. Is it considered one big workplace with subsidiaries, or is it considered different workplaces?
It's not like the Cincinnati Bengals, if they don't like the way things are going in the NFL, could up and leave for the XFL. Like those would be 32 separate entities. They are 32 separate entities, but they are functioning under the one governance of the National Football League.
If the National Football League had, if you want it to be the shield protecting the franchises, they could have a policy that just says, hey, you, the teams, can't suspend players unless there are charges pending. And then you can. I mean, they could protect the NFL, the shield could protect the franchises
Let's carry this out further because this fascinates me because different people look at things differently. Let's say that there are no criminal charges pending, and there might not be. There probably won't be. But Deshaun Watson has 24. Okay, forget it. Has four.
Mm-hmm.
Four civil cases that are present when the season starts, should he play football?
By the way that the league has done things, yes. But for me, if I would have been the commissioner for the last 50 years, it wouldn't go down that way.
Well, how would it go down?
It would go down. There's no charges pending. And so he
can play.
So
you're saying you would let him play?
I would.
You would let him play?
I would. And I wouldn't let Michael Vick play. He was in prison.
Right.
But well, it's tough to play when you're in prison.
That's hard. You're probably playing.
They have a team in there, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
So, but you would let him play with civil cases hanging over his head?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's a matter of opinion. It's interesting. But so you're saying that there has been a precedent set, though, so now he can't let him.
Right. The way that the NFL has gone about their business for so long now, you have to punish Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
And let me be honest. Whatever Deshaun Watson has coming his way, that mother bleeper deserves it. I mean, he just does. But I never would have gotten into the morality place if I were the NFL in the first place.
To start with.
Right.
Like Ray Rice. What would you have done with Ray Rice?
He wound up getting in trouble in the court, though, didn't he? And then they gave him some sort of community service and things of that nature. I'm okay with the suspension there. If the law finds you culpable in any way, then, yeah, you can suspend.
I commend yours is a hard and fast threshold, though. Civil, criminal, two different things.
And I'm working through it on the air right now, baby.
Yeah. No, that's good. You know, you're a regular Johnny Cochran. I like it. Doran Dickerson, he joins us in just a couple minutes. We got a new partner, and, well, it's him. Doug Whaley, Wednesdays with Whaley, top of the hour.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
.93.7 The Fan, we want to visit your youth baseball and softball teams in action. Parents, coaches, send us that email, youthsports@937thefan.com. Register your team. We'll come out, check out a game. Be sure to see our website, 937 The Fan. There is information on every single thing that we do, all the platforms we have, all the initiatives we have, I should say. Welcome in a member of our team. We're going to welcome him in officially next month, August 1st. Doran Dickerson going to join the show for good. Hello, Doran. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
We're great. Awesome. We're great. The news came down yesterday. We had a big meeting, all of that stuff. It was wonderful. And you're part of the show, and you won't be able to do it where the birds are chirping in the background. I know that. You're going to have to come into the studio. But how excited are you? Ready to get going?
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped. I mean, you guys know, going through the last month and being in there with you guys, a couple times that month. So, it's awesome. I can't wait to give some good takes to move forward and do some great radio. You know, that's what it's about. This is the best job, I believe, ever. Best job in the world. And I'm just, humbled and, honored to be a part of the show.
Yeah, we're excited to have you, man. It's been fun to have you in just on those few days here and there where we've had you. I did notice, though, that in the press release, and I think it was the Joshua Axelrod story in the PG, it was referenced as, it's kind of like you're kind of taking Colony's old spot in a way. And those are giant shoes, my friend.
They are. They're huge shoes. They're like New Balances, though. So, they're the New Balance of the big shoes, but, I'll try to fill them. I'll try to bring my own expertise to the table, but Jim is the best. I mean, who doesn't like Jim Colony? One of the best figures in Pittsburgh media all time. Those shoes are tough to fill, and I'm gonna bring a different perspective, but I hope to just be on par with what Jim has done for that show for the past decade. And, you know, there's, like I said, big shoes to fill. They're New Balances, though. So, you know, hopefully I can slide my feet right in there and make them grow.
Is scoring, Doran, about football, or is it about what football brought you outside of football in your life?
You know what, Adam? I thought, you know what? You know what? I'm going to let you determine that. I'm going to let you determine that one. That was a name given a long time ago. So, you know what? I'll let you run with that one.
Oh, yeah? All right. Are you going to now tell me what you're going to do about your sleep schedule. You going to be all right with this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to take advantage of the time I have now to sleep in a couple hours, sleep until about 7:30, and then I'll start preparing myself like I'm going to training camp about July 10th, around the 10th to the 12th. I'll start preparing myself every hour that I'll deduct off of the 7, and then wake up at 3:30 a.m. every day. And, you know, this is the best schedule, in my opinion, because you're done at 10 a.m. every day. So
yeah.
I won't be able to – you know, I'll be able to go to all my kids' games. I won't be able, you know, I won't have to miss anything. And, you know, just get up at 3:30 a.m. It is tough, but I'm going to try to train myself to do that by the time August 1st comes.
Question here. Now, because we have this camera, 937thefan.com right there, watch us live at the top, maybe people will not be confused anymore. Who have you at one point in time ever been confused with? I've heard that sometimes somebody, Andrew Stocky, maybe John Burton. Who have you been confused with at any time during your media career?
Oh, interesting. What is the fight? Oh, Rampage Jackson. You know, every single time that I've gone through the airport, back when I was playing football, people asked if I was Rampage Jackson. And then after a while, I got sick of it. And, you know, I started saying, yeah, I am. And, like, hurry up and take a picture. And, like, putting the fist up with the picture. You know, so I've been confused with Rampage Jackson. Is that what you're saying? Like,
yes,
regular
yes.
people are in the media.
Yes, either Jackson. One. Rampage Jackson's a good one. That's good. Maybe you can get rid of this confusion once and for all. That you're just
yes.
Doran Dickerson. Yes, I like it.
Are you prepared to scare the living bejesus out of Crowley every single day as you've started to make that a fun new trend?
See, at first, I obviously was trying to get to know Crowley, so I was being nice about it. But now, over the years, I've developed so many tactics from watching thousands and thousands of horror movies. I'm a horror movie connoisseur, so I have like a whole book of how to scare people, get under people's skin, how to make people very frightened. People on their toes. So I will be bringing that black book to work every day just in case I need to pull it out, just in case Adam is, you know, feeling frothy.
Crowley is a horror movie connoisseur with one less syllable. So there's that.
Yeah, this is terrible. I'm very excited for Doran, my friend. I mean, you're hardworking. I mean, this is exciting, but I'm not excited to get scared every day. I will say though, at least it'll clear it up because people have often confused me for Doran Dickerson in the airport.
Happens.
Yeah,
sure.
Wow. They think I look like you, Doran.
Wow, I can see that.
I get Jimmy Allen every once in a while.
Jimmy Allen?
Yes.
Wow. What about you? What about you, Chris? What do you get?
Nothing. I look like no one.
Uh-huh.
You look like Chris.
I look like average, everyday, middle-class, 40-something-year-old suburbanite white dude.
We need you to weigh in really quickly before we get going here. Pony says he can bowl a 300 game. Yes, no. Where are you on this?
Absolutely not. Like, I mean, that is the most ridiculous sentiment. I mean, it's not the most ridiculous because I've heard him say that he could hit a baseball off of, I think it was Pedro Martinez. He said he could get a shot off over LeBron James. Here he goes with the bowling thing. There's absolutely no way in this lifetime that Andrew Filippone will bowl a perfect game in, you know, this whole entire lifetime. So that bet that you have, you are definitely going to win that bet. I mean, that is just that's the most surest bet I could ever, you know, see somebody be a part of.
I agree. I just have to sit on it, and then I'll collect. All right, Doran, we appreciate it. We know that you're in a couple days next week. I'll be on vacation, then you're in full go August 1st, so we'll see you then.
Let's do it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Doran Dickerson, not to be confused with Doug Whaley. Doug Whaley, Wednesdays with Whaley, top of the hour. We talk to him in studio for a full hour. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now's the time. Get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it. Sun Chevrolet. Sunny today, 82. Tomorrow, really sunny, high of 88.
That's the weather.
Sure is. QC Kinetics, they are there for you all the time. Listen, you got that joint pain, and when I say all the time, It's all the time, and it won't go away. Well, I'm here to help you. QC Kinetics, give them a call. Get in touch right now. That pain in your back, your knees, your shoulder, it can be treated with the latest in precision medicine from QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, giving you access right here in Western Pennsylvania to the modern-day joint pain solutions. You want your life back. You want it back by the end of this summer. You want to get out there. You want to play golf with your pals. You want to go out. I mean, think of fall time. You want to be out there and pick pumpkins, do all that kind of fun stuff. Well, you can with QC Kinetics.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.